This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1898. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 3rd, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Falkland Islands, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Kashmir, Korea North, Kurdistan, Lebanon, Mongolia, New Zealand, Peru, Puerto Rico, Solomon Islands, Spain, Ukraine, UK, USA, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Neil Kazaros in Barrington, Illinois, near Chicago, continues to pull in some Australian medium wave stations deep into North America. The morning of October 2nd around sunrise, that would be approximately 12 UT, he was hearing enough audio on 594 kHz to identify it as ABC Radio, which is 3WV in Victoria. He's using a Perseus receiver and an antenna of his own design, a 100-foot by 21-foot double flag aimed due west. I've continued trying to hear the reactivated Bolivian on its new frequency, Radio Yura, on 5935, just before WWCR blocks the frequency at 2358. Most days I have not detected any carrier at all. However, I did have a barely audible carrier on September 27th and 28th, slightly on the high side around 0.01. As I'm getting some other very weak South American signals on 49 meters, I must wonder if this one is on the air every day. Art Delibere in Maryland says he heard a very weak carrier before midnight UT as October 2nd started, and again almost 24 hours later at 2348, but very weak. About another Bolivian on 6025, Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association says, sometimes there are still some gems to listen to, even during solar storm conditions, such as Radio Ijimani. As conditions improve slowly, I've always enjoyed enhanced reception from Southern Africa. You should all have your own zone of the world that recovers first for you. Keep monitoring the bands during a solar storm and after the storm has subsided to find your own DX sweet spot. Here's his report. On September 28th, Radio Ijimani tentatively at 0938, a man and woman talking in Spanish, poor and noisy. Not bad considering the severe solar storm conditions. I don't usually hear this one, but north-south propagation can be enhanced during such conditions. I was also looking for this one when I was not hearing Radio Yura, October 2nd at 2338, and found a barely audible carrier about 6024.98, suspected to be Radio Ijimani, or as it's more known these days, Red Patria Nueva. There have been a number of other reports of it the last several months and years on 6024.9. Radio Nacional da Amazonia may be coming back. Lucio Heiser in Brasilia reports that EBC, the government agency responsible, says it could return to the air in no more than 2 months. The problem is a lightning strike destroyed an electrical substation supplying power for RNA, and he has a photo on his blog of what's left of that little building. Instead, they're going to move in one of three generators they have for their other radio and TV stations. Apparently, one of those could be considered a backup. So that's the emergency solution. Keep an ear on 6180 or 11780. However, Ariel Valdo Lobrito on Radio Scutas says there's no way they'll be operating at full power if they do that. In fact, they had been running only 150 kilowatts before they went off in March, and he thinks they'll only be able to run about 25 kilowatts from the generator. To the National Radio Club, Mark Connolly in Massachusetts says a Cuban shootout on 670. I'm wondering if someone flipped the wrong switch somewhere as WV, best known as the station on 840, trashing Louisville. Its audio was being fed through some of the 670 Cuban transmitters, while some of the others were still running Radio Rebelde. It must sound chaotic in Cuba, as it's bad enough a pig pile here in Massachusetts. A few weeks back, 670 featured Radio Reloj versus Rebelde, the Cubans jamming Cubans. And then, of course, there's the train wreck on 530, Enciclopedia versus Rebelde. What are they thinking and or drinking, says Mark Connolly. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says Radio Cairo in English, disturbed audio modulation quality, 2205 UT, October 2nd, on 9799.580, although it was a 20 over 9 signal in southern Germany. Ivo Ivanov has been surveying Radio Cairo and finds that many of their frequencies, although not quite all, are similarly about 0.4 kilohertz below where they should be. In the protracted absence of Anguilla from 6090, Ron Howard in California has been monitoring Ethiopia just before 0300 UT and finding something very strange. On October 3rd, from 0255 to 0300, he heard the interval signal of Radio Amhara. But on October 1st, after 0254, it was the interval signal of Radio Oromia. And on September 29th, at the same time, the interval signal was Radio Fana. David Koenig of intervalsignals.net has helped him tell them apart. He says these receptions were made possible by the absence of Caribbean Beacon. It is not clear why these were all different, as certainly Radio Amhara is the only one scheduled to be on 6090 during this time period. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports there is apparently yet another new clandestine for Ethiopia via Isodon, France, since it's being jammed with the usual white noise digital sounds that Ethiopia uses. He heard this September 30th at 17 to 18 UT in Somali on 15360, scheduled Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, he thinks, and also an hour earlier at 1600 on October 1st in Amharic. Chris Greenway in England says, in August, I began writing a blog on matters concerned with Radio Atlantico del Sur, which was the British station during the Falkland Islands War. I've now broadened it to include other radio topics relating to the 1982 war. The blog is aimed at tackling some of the myths that have become established over the past 35 years. By writing posts based entirely on attributable information, including my own archives, rather than speculation, presented as fact. Although time-consuming, it's been fun researching each post as thoroughly as possible. So far, I've published 6, totaling more than 10,000 words. I have a number of ideas for future ones to be written over the coming months. So here's the website. Secure HTTP, radioatlanticodelsur, one word, .blogspot.co.uk. As I band scan with BFO on 1 kHz steps, it's quite obvious when certain stations are off frequency, even a little bit. But I've been finding one way off 15450, varying a few hertz around 15449.880. Before and after 15 UT, September 27th and 28th. The only station listed at this time is Radio Liberty in Tajik via the Biblis, Germany site. Voice of Greece continues to be sporadic on its two remaining frequencies, 9420 and 9935. 9420 had been completely missing for a few weeks, but it's being heard again, but usually weaker than 9935 here, if they both happen to be on the air. However, in southern Germany, Wolfgang Büschel found 9420 to be 45 over 9, a fully powerful signal with excellent audio quality, while 9935 was only 35 over 9. Don DeCaria, NF7R in southern Nevada, reports All India Radio reception, 9380 at 0130 UT, October 1st, coming in with a very good signal, presumably along the Gray Line. It's aimed southward from north central India and assumed to be via long path. The Voice of Indonesia finally came back on September 29th at 13:57. I was getting music on 9525.940. They switched between two different transmitters, apparently, being about 1 kilohertz apart, neither of them right on 9525. But previously, they were just below that frequency. Atsunoi Ishida reported that September 29th was the first day back on 9526. However, a few hours earlier, they'd tried the other frequency for a few minutes and apparently gave up on that one and fired up the different transmitter. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was also hearing them and recorded the opening of the English broadcast at 13 UT, where I could hear them still announcing three imaginary frequencies, 15150, 9525, and 11785. On Hardcore DX, Art Delibere in Maryland was also hearing this exact frequency, 9525.94, before and after 2000 UT, October 1st, going from English to French. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says he heard the clandestine station, Radio Sedaye Kashmir, 6030, October 2nd at 15:15, in the Dogri language, according to WRTH. It signed off at 15:30. The IB schedule shows it's only from 14:30 to 15:30 daily. Dave heard it via a web SDR in Oman, but even there, reception was very poor due to co- and adjacent channel interference. He could only ID it by comparing with the parallel frequency 4870, which was weak, but without interference. Radio Sedaye Kashmir is pro-Indian and is broadcast via All India Radio. Ron Hart in California reports that Seabreeze Shokaze finally made a frequency change September 28th, including the 13 to 14 UT broadcast from 5965 to 6040, where I could also hear it the following day, English only on Thursdays. It's broadcast from Japan about North Korean abductions. As we've reported, BBC began its new Korean service, really for North Korea, and there were several reports from supposedly well-informed websites and quoted widely in the press that it was being aggressively jammed. Wolfgang Büschel, an experienced monitor, has been checking this. It's between 15:30 and 18:30 UT, and concludes the so-called jamming is actually bleeding over from 5830, another jam frequency, and or over the Ryzen radar could be mistaken for jamming. No doubt the North Koreans will be jamming this service, but not quite yet. As we've reported, the Armenia transmitter site had been doing a lot of tests on different frequencies, partially using its own national station audio. But these tests were apparently for Dengue Kurdistan, the clandestine. And as of October 1st, Ivo Ivanov has put together a new schedule. He says all the frequencies via Issoudun, France, and Grigoriopol, Pridnestrovia are canceled, with a couple of exceptions. Now, most of the broadcasts of Dengue Kurdistan are via Armenia. The only Pridnestrovia he still shows is 11600 for 2 hours at 14 to 16. The previous long hours on that frequency, no longer from there. Here's his schedule via Armenia. 0230 to 05, 6155. 05 to 1230, 7320. 05 to 15, 7520. 15 to 19, 7320. 15 to 18, 7520. 18 to 21 on both 6155 and 7320. However, on October 2nd, Mark Cody in Ontario logged 11600, still on the air in Kurdish at 2011. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1898. Along with our website, worldofradio.com, all non-commercial and depending on voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week to Don DeCaria in Southern Nevada for a contribution via PayPal to WGHAUSER@yahoo.com. Southern Nevada, I wanted to be sure he was okay, so I wrote back, and he says, as he just retired with 13 years as a volunteer firefighter and emergency medical technician, I know many of the first responders on the scene of that devastating incident. We are all safe at home, but our minds are elsewhere. To support World of Radio, one may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. David Koenig of Emerald Signals Online says, do you remember the glory days of Radio Lebanon's multilingual foreign service on shortwave, last listed in the WRTH 1984? They had a single transmitter on 11955 or 15355 in Arabic, English, French, Portuguese, and Spanish. But now, Radio Lebanon is streaming their first program audio from a new website in Arabic, nominally also in English, but that presumably is still a work in progress, somewhat limited. Listed sign-on time is 0500 UT, but he heard them already in progress with news at TuneIn 0430. But it's not 24/7 since there was nothing there at 2315. The website is www.radioliban.gov.lb. The second program in French, Armenian, and English is a joint enterprise with Radio France International and has live audio streaming from its own website reflecting its FM frequency, www.96-2.com. That's been going since at least 2006. But, he says, the website and stream currently seem unreachable, although their Facebook and Twitter pages cite that URL. Ron Howard has been checking for Mongolian radio on 4895. He was hearing a carrier for several days, but on October 1st, no carrier off the air at 1134 and 1226 checks. There was a carrier again October 2nd, but off the air again October 3rd. On UT Friday, September 29th at 1241, I was surprised to find New Zealand already on 6170. Instead of starting at 12:59, nothing on 7425. Perhaps they were confused by the switch to daylight shifting time already down there, UT plus 13 as of September 24th. But by October 1st, 6170 was again coming up at 12:59. The schedule on their website does not account for this, of course, presumably just a mistake, but it does show some changes effective October 1st. They've dropped 13840 in our evenings, running 15720. I'm rounding off these times between 23 and 04 UT, then going to 11725, which I am hearing for 2 hours instead of one. 9630 starting at 06 and 7425 starting at 08. However, there may be further changes. As Ivo Ivanov has pointed out, according to HFCC registrations, 5945 is expected to replace 7425 between 07 and 11 UT, and also between 11 and 13 on their other antenna. Furthermore, 5980 has been registered, replacing 6170, at least from October 8th, starting at 1300. But on October 3rd, I confirmed they were still on 6170. Checking Radio Chasqui Peru on 5980 for its constantly slipping cutoff time. As of October 2nd, it was 38 seconds after 2330 UT. However, unlike the usual situation, the just barely audible carrier still lingered with a much weaker carrier. Was it from something else? Or maybe they did not cut completely off, leaving their exciter on. Via Southgate, Artie Bigley and Mike Terry, a story originally in yro.slush.org, says, WAPA, 680 a.m. in San Juan, Puerto Rico. After Hurricane Maria took out power, phone lines, cell towers, and internet, it was the only Puerto Rican radio station on the air for crucial public emergency communication. However, WAPA's signal coverage was significantly cut last March when the FCC refused to renew the license for synchronous AM booster stations in Arecibo, Mayagüez, and Aguadilla due to procedural issues with the petition for renewal. This decision limited the coverage, signal strength, and quality of this station for remote and mountainous parts of Puerto Rico where the need for emergency communications is greatest. The FCC audio division chief who pulled WAPA's synchronous booster license decided to retire a few days ago. The position is open but is focused on legal training rather than technical expertise and experience with emergency communications. The article also says, communications technology is changing much faster than the FCC's legal efforts to regulate it. But its arcane regulations leave Puerto Rico as one of the few islands in the Caribbean without a long-distance shortwave broadcast station. Well, that is totally wrong. As we know, only Cuba and Anguilla still have shortwave broadcast stations. And, of course, Anguilla is still struggling to recover from its hurricane. And if it does, there's nothing local there. It's just relaying the so-called university network from Los Angeles. Harold Sellers, near Vernon, British Columbia, listening in his car, parked on a backcountry road, reports on Solomon Islands, SIVC 5020. It went off September 28th at 11:57:40, midway through the Christian devotion. He says they seem to have settled on this sign-off time, which means we miss hearing the true, complete closing with the national anthem. Too bad they've not adjusted their timer so we can hear it. Here's another station vying with WTWW in the Dead Air Sweepstakes, Radio Exterior de España. José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil noted the 17855 frequency at 1948 UT Friday, September 29th. Open carrier Dead Air, while 17715 was all right. And I made several checks on the following Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st. And over a long period, perhaps all 16 hours, 17855 to North America was dead air. At least on Sunday after 18 UT, they were reporting about Catalunya, but we can't help but wonder if it was objective. Ukraine has reactivated a station on 765 kHz in the Odessa region called Radio Mayak, not to be confused with the Russian network of the same name, meaning lighthouse. Karl Hunzik in Czechia reported it September 28th after 19 UT. He thinks the power was 40 kilowatts. So reports of this in RusDX, Vasily Lazarev in Samarskaya Oblast, Russia, in Deneb Radio DX, said Radio Mayak is on the air again since September 19th on 765, 40 kilowatts near Kapitanivka in the Odessa region, on the air until 21 UT. He says, I was pleased to notice some positive changes in the station's format after its absence. There are more interesting programs in the Ukrainian language and less stupid Soviet crap now. I hope the station will continue to change its content. 765 is very strong and stable in Kiev, and can be easily received with built-in ferrite rod antenna of the Dejan 1103. Slight and rare fade-outs are not preventing me from a comfortable listening. Hans-Jürg Biener sends news from the media center of BBC that they're going to align editorial strategy and pay following a World Service pay review. Aligning the median pay for BBC World Service and BBC monitoring journalists with that of their counterparts in BBC Network News as it moves towards a more integrated news operation. It's not exactly clear, but this apparently means that the WS and monitoring people will be getting a raise. After several months of no luck and maybe no transmissions, I've suddenly been hearing again some Heifer CW beacons, very weak but identifiable, sending their call signs over and over. And the best time seems to be after 14 UT. I heard on 13565, October 1st, 1419, K6FRC out of California. And on October 2nd at 1429, 1 kilohertz lower on 13564, GNK from Madison, Wisconsin. The HFCC site abbreviation list has its second new edition this year after WIS in Germany. As of 20 September, they're adding IPE for Alpine, New Jersey. What? Yes, that's the projected DRM shortwave station near Armstrong's pioneering FM site. Two changes in the world of radio schedule suddenly appeared this week. On WRMI, we have an additional time, Wednesday at 20:30 UT on 9955. And the Saturday broadcast on WBCQ 9330 has shifted 1 hour earlier to 21:30 UT. The six other days, it remains at 23:30. The broadcasts via Hamburger Local Radio in Germany, however, the past weekend were not confirmed. Besides an extra radio prog relay in English at 20 UT daily on 9955, I've been checking almost every day to determine the schedule of new programming up to 2030, besides World of Radio on Wednesdays. On Thursday, it's Frecuencia al Día. At Friday, Bajo el Sol de Miami. Saturday, Blues Radio International. Sunday, Studio DX in Italian. Monday, Reality in Jesus. And Tuesday, I'm usually here recording this program and don't have a chance to check. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been recording 11580 from WRMI, Sunday evenings into UT Mondays, and then listing the programming actually broadcast. And he found something new on October 2nd at 1-02 UT, The Signal, a music and comedy program with excerpts from the Phil Hendry Show. I've been hearing a couple of Texas AM stations running repeating announcements asking for people to buy time on the station rather than any actual programming. On 700 KHSE, Wiley, Texas, heard in the daytime at 2485 UT on Groundwave, saying this station is for rent, along with 104.1 Translator. And they give a person and phone number to call. And also, KYND 1520 in Cypress, Texas, in the Houston market, has been running a 73-second loop over and over, which I can hear in the mornings before it fades out, under KOKC Oklahoma City. This really helped on October 1st when KOKC was not modulating. And some unidentifieds. More than once, I've heard some intruders on 11802 USB. Before and after midnight UT, in colloquial Spanish, they seem to be talking about fishing, but I think they're really talking about drug smuggling. I also hear some engine noise typical of a small aircraft. And October 2nd at 14:33, I had a just barely audible carrier on 15344.076. That off-frequency immediately brought to mind Rye in Argentina. And before that, Morocco, both of which have been gone from shortwave for months and years, respectively, and had a hard time reaching the exact frequency. Rye, of course, was planning to reactivate as soon as they could get replacement parts, but I have no word that this has actually happened. Anyhow, it bears further checking around 15344. Propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storms, October 11th to 13th, with ANK indices of 25 and 5. Solar flux dropping from 86 October 6th to 72 by October 10th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1898.